Unit 3. Exercise 1. Speaker 1.
I got into fashion when I was a teenager. I must have been watching something on TV, a fashion show or the news, and I saw the models in their designer clothes. I think it was a pair of skinny jeans, and I just knew I had to have them. Of course, there was a problem. Money used to burn a hole in my pocket, so how was I going to get them? Tightening my belt was no good as I didn't have a job, so I wasn't earning anything. Luckily, I got a job as shop assistant in a clothes shop. Not designer, normcore if anything. Pretty soon I'd saved up enough for my skinny jeans and the rest, as they say, is history.
Speaker 2.
I've never had a lot to spend on clothes, but to be honest, it's never bothered me too much. I've always gone for the retro look, the real one. Not the fake retro designer clothes that cost a fortune. I don't bother with clothes shops or online. I just go straight for second-hand shops. That's where you find the real retro. I can get a whole outfit there for under a tenner. And it's not just me that thinks I look good. I've had people on the street come up to me and ask me where I found a particular item of clothing. You should see their faces when I tell them it's all from charity shops. I may even open my own shop in the future, dedicated to selling second-hand clothes. I'll make a fortune.
Speaker 3. I was crazy about fashion as a teenager. I used to spend all of my pocket money on the latest trends and was always checking the websites for what was going to be popular next season. People began to notice how trendy I was, and eventually some of my friends started asking me what they should be buying. I thought about starting a blog, but there are so many of them online. Then I had a brainwave. How about a YouTube channel telling people how to dress well on a shoestring? I know it seems a bit strange coming from someone who's spent a lot, but there are loads of fashion-conscious people out there who want to find decent clothes, and I just point them in the right direction. Speaker 4.
I left school and had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I loved fashion. That was true, but I couldn't afford the clothes I really wanted. I got a job after a while at a fashion magazine, helping out in the office. Well, I've been there for over 15 years and now I'm the editor. How did I do it? I just rolled up my sleeves and got down to it. I'd put in extra hours at night and at the weekend. Anything anyone wanted doing, no matter how trivial, I'd do it. I got promotion after promotion and kept at it. Last year, the old editor moved on and I went for the job. I must have impressed everyone because here I am today and I can afford whatever I like.